And looking ahead to quarter two earnings season this morning, Shiraz Mian is with us, Research Director at Zacks Investment Research. Shiraz, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Let's start first quickly and review quarter one. It was a pretty good quarter, and the earnings were pretty strong, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Very broad-based strength across all the sectors. Growth was very high. Most sectors and most companies in those sectors were able to beat expectations. So overall, a very strong earnings picture emerged out of that earnings season.
Was there anything from the season, from the first quarter, that you want to highlight or anything that we should be concerned about?
So on the concerning part, there's one thing that I've been telling customers, and that's the lack of positive estimate revisions for the Q2 and the second half of the year. And what I mean by that, Steve, is that but particularly after the tax cuts, but even prior to that, we saw this favorable emergence of this favorable trend on the revisions front, meaning that estimates for the following quarter had started going up. We saw that in a very pronounced way for the Q1 earnings season, ahead of the start of the Q1 earnings season. And we were hoping for a repeat performance on that for Q2. We didn't see that happening. So it's not a huge negative, but it's not a positive either. On the positive front, breadth of strength. So the growth and the momentum wasn't concentrated in one area, but was all across, so which is always a good thing to see.
I'd heard several folks say, and I don't know if you would agree with them, that they expected to see more plans coming from some of these companies for further either investment in capital projects or hiring or both for the rest of the year, and they didn't see those plans emerging in quarter one. Is that something that we might see in quarter two?
Yes, the expectation on the capital expenditures front has been on the lukewarm side for a while. I think we are starting to see evidence that companies are spending. The hiring side definitely is showing a lot more momentum, but even on the CapEx side, there's a lot more strength than we had seen over the last few years. So I remain hopeful that in Q2 and beyond, we'll see a lot more evidence that companies are starting to spend money.
Reading your research online for the 498 S&P 500 members that have Q1 in, earnings up 24%, 24.4% from the same period last year. That's indicative that investors made quite a good showing in the first quarter.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very strong momentum. This was the best quarterly earnings growth in almost 7 years. And at this late in the earnings and economic cycle, it's just a very, very impressive showing. A big reason for the momentum we saw in Q1, and which is expected to continue through the rest of the year, was the direct impact of the tax cuts. So that should continue to give boost. But yes, Q1 was very, very strong.
So what does your research say about the sectors that we'll see jumping forward in quarter two that are to be highlighted?
So we have 16 sectors, and of the 16, we see 12 in double digits. So the momentum we saw in Q1 will continue in Q2. Overall, 17.9% earnings growth in Q2. Finance, technology, two of the biggest sectors in the S&P, will have double-digit earnings growth. Energy has been a strong performer in recent quarters, and that continues in Q2. But overall, a lot of breadth. So all the momentum and strength we saw in Q1 not only continues in Q2, but is expected to carry into the second half of the year as well.
Shiraz, I'm guessing that if you just threw a dart at the wall and had all of these stocks up there, you're going to make money in the coming months if you focus on some of them. But where would you say people would be finding the best bets here?
So It's my opinion, but I think the finance sector, banks in particular, represent the best value at this stage. When we came out of the great financial crisis and we had the type of monetary policy that the Fed had been following over the last many years, this monetary policy was a big hindrance for banks and the finance sector in general getting back to their true profitability. Now with the Fed moving to what it calls as a normal monetary policy and interest rates going up, this represents a very favorable earnings backdrop for financials. So I personally see the valuation and the earnings outlook for financials very favorably. Technology has been a favorite of the market as a whole, myself included. And I think technology should continue to benefit from many of the factors, both earnings as well as the CapEx elements that we briefly touched on earlier. So both these major sectors, I think having greater exposure to those should benefit investors.
In the past couple of days, there a lot of attention has been focused on trade, and we've been talking a lot about tariffs, and the G7 has been front and center in headlines. Is there any danger among global companies, if this sort of talk and perhaps a trade war actually develops between the U.S. and these countries? How might that impact some of these companies that have global exposure?
This is a big negative, Steve. So if you had to line up the risk factors to this otherwise very favorable picture that I've been drawing for your listeners, trade has to be quite high on the list of risks they need to be mindful of. Many of these companies, as you rightly point out, are global in nature. One of the major developments on the corporate side that took place over the last 15, 20 years are these supply chain efficiencies where these companies don't really have to keep a lot of inventory and working capital to continue running. So if Ford and GM, for example, have to worry about these very efficient supply chains they have set up over the last many years, and same with many of the other players, then that will be a net negative for all of these companies. They have to spend more. It will be negative for margins. It will be negative for earnings. In addition to the trade issue, Steve, is the uptrend we have been seeing in the exchange value of the U.S. dollar. That has to be a concerning element as well.
While I have you this morning, I'm interested in your thoughts on I think a week or so ago, Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon were talking about earnings, and they talked about having maybe not having forward guidance anymore and maybe removing that from these quarterly earnings reports. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't really think it's a practical proposal. Not every company provides guidance to begin with. It's a subset of the universe of public companies that come out with guidance. I think it's useful in anchoring the market's expectations. We rely on it, we use, and the entire investing community uses those to see what is reasonable for the coming quarter and the coming quarters. As long as we have quarterly reports, it makes sense to have quarterly guidance and expectations as well. So I don't really see that as a very practical proposal and solution.
Shiraz, always good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Shiraz Mian is a research director at Zacks Investment Research. You can find more about him and his colleagues and all of their research over at Zacks.com.